Welcome to Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers with a great, wonderful man as a guest, wonderful public servant with Mr. Curtis Hayes, Mayor Curtis Hayes from Livingston. Good morning, Curtis.
Good morning, Mr. Rogers.
How are you today?
It's always a wonderful day to be in the neighborhood, That's Mr. Rogers. That's
right. You know, I used to have people say, why don't you change the name of your show to Mr. Rogers Neighborhood? And I said, well, Marsha Lee won't let me change the name of my show.
Maybe some copyright problems there.
Yeah, so, but glad to have you, Curtis. I love having you on. Because you always bring the info from Livingston. This is a Upper Cumberland show, and people listen, and you have some great information on Livingston, and you also have some other stuff we're going to talk about. So let's start with what's going on in the city of Livingston. What kind of projects y'all got going on?
Well, we got a lot of great things going on in Livingston, as usual. There's really so first, talk about a couple of things that we have coming up. May 18th is our first live in Livingston concert. We've got McBride and the Ride, a group back from the 90s, kind of a blast from the past. They're coming to Livingston for our live in Livingston event, free to the general public on May 18th. And so we're getting geared up for that. Had a pre-concert meeting just last week. So we're ready, and certainly want to invite everyone out. That'll be one of the three that we do. We have got we're doing something just a little bit different. Our next concert will be a couple of tribute vans. We'll have the Journey tribute van and the Beach Boys tribute van.
Now, where are these at the
Central Park.
Central Park?
It's going to be at Central
Park.
Yes.
And that's great.
And that will be a free concert as well. August 10th. We will have our second annual Live in Livingston Summerfest, where it will be a craft beer and wine tastings down there. And we've got some local bands that's going to rock the house. That headliner there will be Miss Lori Judd and Kenfolk, which is the name of the band, and they'll be the headliner that night. Now, that will be a cover charge for that. But two free concerts, and then the last one will be our Live in Livingston Summerfest. Certainly invite everybody out to come
out. What made y'all decide to get in the concert business, I guess you could say? What was the conversation like, Curtis?
So the whole goal is, as much as folks and enjoy live music, we took the approach that, hey, Central Park, we build it, they'll come. The whole goal is to get the cash registers ringing in Livingston. Yeah. If you can get people trying to get that tourist dollar, and we have found that it has been very successful for Livingston, and has proven to be the winning formula for Livingston as well. Our sales tax revenues, we have kind of chased the receipts, have increased since we've had them. You know, it's just like anything else. Ben, you and your family come up, you grab a concert, and then, hey, you might want to go to next door to the Steel Coop, grab you something to eat, get you something to drink, and then come back, and then, well, you might need to stop and get a little gas in your car and things of that nature. So, you just build on it. Yeah. But so our goal is just to get people to Livingston and spend a little money.
Yeah. So, I mean, last time you were here, we talked about how awesome it is at Christmas. Y'all don't stop there. You keep going forward, and springtime comes, summertime comes. Y'all make plans to keep bringing people in.
That's right.
And that's what helps the city thrive.
Yes,
and
that
allows you to do those projects,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It sure
and
does.
So that's great. I think that's awesome. And I have done all that. I'll go up there and visit. I've told you that 100 times. I love Livingston. It's a wonderful town.
We're proud of it.
Yeah. And you've done a lot. And I guess we might as well let's just talk about it, Mayor. Come August 31, actually come September 1, is that right? September 1, you will no longer be in the seat of city mayor of Livingston?
Golf,
is that true?
Golf courses and grandkids. That's the key word. There's a group in Livingston that tee off every morning about 8:30, 9 o'clock at Hidden Valley Golf and Country Club.
Yep.
I plan on being part of that. Maybe not every day, but pretty close.
So the rumor's true. You are not seeking another term in office of Mayor Livingston.
That's right. I am retiring August 31st. Will be my last day as mayor of Livingston. And, after careful thought and consideration, sometimes it's time.
Yeah.
And, it helps being in Tennessee Consolidated Retirement.
Yep.
I started as a policeman in Livingston when I was 18 years of age. So my career carried on with that 5 years. I ended up going to Tennessee Tech, working 9, and come back, being back home 18. So, you know, you can do the math. That adds up to over 30. And,
sure.
And it's just things are pretty smooth right now in Livingston. And about to go into my final budget season.
Yeah.
But what a way this is be a good way to go on your own terms and not somebody else's.
Well, yes, that's a good way. Like winning the Super Bowl and retiring,
right.
Like John Elway
and
all those folks. And so, first, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
That's a huge decision, and it's right. An important decision, and it's monumental to give you to continue your life, and still you're still young.
Yeah,
you're young. Yeah. Now let's be real.
I'll be 50 in July. 5
young.
In July.
50 is the new 30.
That's it.
That's obviously in good shape. I probably look better than I've ever seen you.
Well, thank you. Other than some hair loss and some gray in my beard, thank you very much.
Well, being mayor will always happen. That cause that to happen, right? Anytime you're in public service, you're going to get grayer and lose hair, so that's nothing you've done, but you've got hey congrats, this is awesome.
Yeah.
you're going to get to enjoy things.
Well, I'm excited about it. I really am. I talk to my family, my wife and kids, my mama,
yeah,
and you know, they was all excited. They were shocked but excited. You know, Ben, and at the end of the day, I tell you how close it was. I had already went and got my qualifying papers and had them signed. Had enough signatures. I had about 100 signatures to turn in and then go from there. And then, you know, like I said, being in Tennessee Consolidated Retirement certainly helped the situation. And but it's been a good run. I'm humbled how much support the general public has still gave me.
Sure.
And how many calls. Heartwarming calls,
mm-hmm.
And you know, my city employees. That was tough. I love each and every one of
sure.
them. Sure, we've been a family going on close to 20 years.
Yeah,
and you know, I feel like that it's been a good run
yeah.
first,
yeah.
And my goal was always to see if I could make a difference. In the town that I grew up and
oh,
that
yeah.
I love, and I think I have.
Yeah,
I think the city of Livingston has been so doggone good to me.
Yeah,
and my family. So, so yes, it was tough. It was tough. But you know, I'm looking ahead. I think that we got some candidates running for mayor, and one in particular that I'm in full support of that I think will lead Livingston and. In the right path and make adjustments as seem needed, but it's just been a doggone good run. You know, I look back at it, and those saying is time flies. It really does
oh,
fly.
Yeah.
But just been a great run, and I'm humbled. And the folks at Livingston has just been so good to me.
Well, and I know the answer to this question. I imagine you've had people call and say, please, one more term, right? Just one more term. And I know that your response has been humbled and kind, but I know you've had them, right?
Oh,
I
mean, I'm certainly don't want to brag, but yeah, in fact, there was, I think at one time they was going to start a write-in, a write-in campaign, and I had to kind of nip that in the
yeah.
bud. But, you know, just, you know, when you've been there as long as I have, been there 18 years,
mm-hmm.
and, I've just had a opportunity to help folks along the way.
Well, so let's think about yeah. it, Mayor. I mean, from when you started to now, look how much has happened.
Yeah.
It's grown, and you have more tourism opportunities. You have more job opportunities.
Right.
People are not flourishing and running to Cookeville every
right.
time. They're staying
right.
home trying to shop and entertaining themselves
right.
there because
yeah.
you all have done such a good job.
Right.
And you've been a catalyst for that yeah. and a cornerstone for that. I'm going to say it. You don't have to say it. I'm going to say it. Now, you've got
you.
A good team, right?
Yeah, there's no question.
Great team.
Absolutely.
But the good thing about you is you recognize that leadership is about team.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
not about me. And so I think having that mindset and all that you've done and you learn as you go, right? I'm sure
right.
your mindset probably a little bit different than right. when you started right now.
That's right.
But
that's right.
you learn as you go, and it's the reason Livingston has been successful is because of people like you.
Yeah, well, thank you. We have bridged some gaps without question. You know, we have enhanced some economic development And we have slowed the wheels going down to our see our friends in Putnam County by bridging some of those gaps. You know, and what folks need to understand, A, it's never been about Curtis Hayes. It's always been about the city of Livingston. And I feel safe and comfortable saying that every decision that I've ever made has always been in the best interest of the city of Livingston, not Curtis Hayes.
Sure.
You know, when you can put the me to the side and put we instead of me, you know, you can just go a long way. And surround yourself by good people and care less who really gets the credit as long as the job gets done. Those things just certainly been a guiding light for me. I learned from what I always say, the gray heads before me that sit at the coffee shop table and advise you on what to do.
Yeah.
And I tell anybody out there to listen to them, especially when I'm 31-year-old when I started this.
Yeah.
So listen to them and take their advice and don't make any knee-jerk decisions. Keep the dadgum thing in the middle of the road for a little while, and when you see some an opportunity to shine, then let your city shine. That's exactly what I've tried to do.
Well, yeah, and putting the city first, right?
That's right.
Like you said, it's
that's
not
right.
been about Curtis; it's been about Livingston and
that's
the people and the council and
that's
your employees. Every time you've been on here, Mayor, I'm telling you right now, I've heard you say good things about the employees.
Yeah.
Things don't happen without them, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, we built a $2.4 million park with the hands of the city employees. We've got a major project going down South Church Street, and the men and women of the city of Livingston are down there right now working on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be a beautiful at the end of the project. But yeah, I mean, you know, nobody ever gets anywhere on their own. So surround yourself by good people, surrounded myself by good people and folks that was already there, and not make any knee-jerk decisions. Get out of their way and let them work, and they'll make you look good.
Yeah.
That's what's happened for me.
Yeah, that's awesome. Folks, I have Mayor Curtis Hayes from City of Livingston here on Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers. We'll be back in just a moment after this break. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with Mayor Curtis Hayes from Livingston, Tennessee. I don't think I said this, Curtis. You and I are friends. We like to talk and bounce stuff off each other, and I'm glad you're here. Thankful you wanted to come here and talk to us about the transition, the change that you're doing coming up in September. You are no longer going to run for mayor. You've decided to pull out of that race, and your time, 18 years as mayor, is coming to end. I'll say this. You talked last segment about going to your family when you first thought about it and getting their feedback, and I think that's important. I had a change here recently, and that's what I did. And because here's why I think it's important is they're on the outside. You've been in it, and I know their family and you, they've been in it too, but they're still on the outside. And that conversation helps you, right? It either reaffirms you or maybe questions you. But how did you feel? Did you feel at peace at that point in time? Was it at that point in time when you talked to your family, you were at peace with your decision?
I was at peace at it. And the reason that I wanted certainly their buy-in, because you know as well as I do, when you're in politics, your whole family's in politics.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, my kids was small, now at 29 and 25 years of age. So, you know, 18 years ago, they was babies.
Sure.
Basically. And, you know, but whether you're raising taxes or somebody gets a speeding ticket or whatever, any negative could, you know, well, the mayor's, you know, it's the mayor's fault.
Right.
You know, the mayor did this, mayor did that. And, you know, they hear those things.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah.
Any kind of negativity that goes on in politics. And, you know, Annabelle O'Brien always said that politics was so pretty, but she said there's also the ugly side of it. And there always is
sure.
a little ugly side from it from time to time. And you know, they always have had my back. So I just wanted them to know, and I certainly didn't want them to hear it from the streets.
Yep.
I got their opinion. They was happy for me. My wife and my two boys was tickled, said, "Daddy, if you can do it, do it." And that certainly smoothed the way for it to happen.
Yep.
And then, of course, my extended family, city employees, might have been tougher to talk to them than it was my own family, just truth be told.
Well, yeah, and I imagine so. And you had talked about how much they have invested into the city by doing the projects. And that investment comes from In my opinion, they want to be invested because you're invested,
right.
And you empower them, right? Yeah, and they believe that what they're doing is for the betterment of the city because you've been transparent. This is what this park's going to do. This is what this project's going to do. And by
That's
George,
right.
it's doing
That's
it.
That's right. That's exactly
so it's
right.
a great reflection. Do you have a favorite moment in your last 18 years as mayor?
Oh,
one that stands
gosh.
Out that's like, wow, we did and I know the Central Park's one, but anything else other than Central Park, wow, we did something we didn't think we could ever achieve. Do you have anything? I put you on
well,
the spot.
Well, of course, being on the city council, I always explain, people ask me, was there a big difference in being on the city council and being mayor? And the answer is yes.
Right.
And I reverse that is, you know, it's like being on a football team or being on a basketball team, you know. It's one thing to be on the team, but it's another thing to be the quarterback.
Right.
Or it's another thing to be the point guard.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's a heck of a difference. We was going through, we was under some water restrictions that our City Lake just wasn't getting the job done anymore because of growth.
Sure.
And and so we tackled a pretty good job as I was entering the mayor's position on getting a permanent water supply of getting away from the Carr Creek Reservoir City Lake to the Cumberland River, about a $13 million project,
right.
About 100. That's one of those deals, Ben, where it's not sexy.
Right.
It don't sound all that until you go to your spigot and you can't turn the water
right.
on. You know, or you can't flush the commode.
Sure.
You can't take a shower. You can't. That is probably one of the biggest accomplishments that, and then, of course, Central Park. I mean, that's the showpiece.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That's what, I mean, wow. You know,
right.
and, but, so, you know, I was able to get employees proper pay through pay scale. We was able to get good equipment,
mm-hmm.
new equipment, where folks could do their job and feel good about it and kind of help them around a little bit safer. So we went through that redeveloped, revitalized, I don't say redeveloped, revitalized
sure.
downtown through grants and off the hands and backs of city employees to do that. Those things, them are the boys.
Right.
You know,
oh, yeah.
when at the end of the day, it is just proven. I mean, and you mentioned it, and I'm so thankful that you did mention it. I mean, Christmas in the Country that mm-hmm. we have, you know, not an empty building downtown. Construction going around everywhere mm-hmm. in your downtown. That's a sign of progress.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that is a sure sign of progress. And those are good feelings, you know. And any time, you know, it's been a pleasure any time that anybody brings up the city of Livingston at the table that I had the front seat.
Sure.
That's been pretty nice.
Yeah. Well, so, you talked about the great stuff, and one of the reasons I love doing this show, Curtis, is because I get to have people like you on.
Yeah, thank you.
We get to talk about public service, but I also want it to be something that encourages people to get involved,
right?
And maybe run for office or maybe serve the community.
Right.
So you have the good that you just mentioned.
Right.
What are some of the most trying things that if you were talking to somebody, even what I don't care what their age is, young or
right.
even somebody that's around your and I age that want to get to the public service, what's one of the things you would say to them that might not be always – about be frustrating in public service. You
yeah.
have any? What are some things?
Don't give up.
Yeah.
Do your research.
Mm.
Stay true to who you are.
That's good.
Stay true to who you are. It may not happen today, but in politics, there's always tomorrow. And surround yourself by good people. Be patient.
Yeah.
Listen to the folks that you need to listen to. Don't chase down all the rumors. Find someone that is a mentor to you that you trust,
yep.
and that may be more than one person,
right?
And another thing, remember there is always more than one way that is the right way.
Sure,
it doesn't always have to be black and white. There doesn't always have to be a line drawn in the sand.
Yep,
Ben, you may do something one way and it be right on target. And then you and I, and then I do something one way, and we both get to the finish line the same way.
Right.
We just took a different route.
Took a different route, yep.
But be a good listener.
Okay, I like it.
You know, just be a good listener, and, but at the end of the day, work hard.
Yeah. Yeah, and also, and you mentioned earlier a little bit, have thick skin, because when you're out in public, you know, whether they've raised taxes or whether something hasn't happened good for the city or county or whatever it is, have the thick skin and don't be quick to react.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Just be as kind as you can be to those folks that are frustrating, and because you've been there more than I have. Right. Being a full time elected position as mayor is different than being a part time county commissioner. You just can't overreact.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, in the same way, you know, the ladies in my office, you know, that are collecting utility bills and taxes, and you know, sometimes they have a rough way to go, and I know that it's hard for them to. You know, everybody wants to put their finger in their face, and I don't want to say everybody wants to do that, but it's easy to retaliate.
Sure.
if you're not careful.
Yep.
And my philosophy has been pretty simple. When folks walk into City Hall, I want customers treated as they would want their grandma or granddad to be treated.
I like that.
And I don't know anyone that would love to see their granny and pa mistreated.
I agree with that. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good, Curtis.
Yeah.
I'm with Mayor Curtis Hayes, Mayor of City of Livingston. We're here talking about his future retirement coming up in a few months. We'll be back in just a moment here on Local Matters. Welcome back to Local Matters. I am Ben Rogers. I am here with Mayor Curtis Hayes from City of Livingston. He has given us some information, maybe a life update for him. He is not seeking another term as the city of mayor in Livingston. And again, congratulations, Curtis. I'm happy for you. We talked about some of the good things, talked a little bit about some of the challenges. What's next for Curtis Hayes? What are we looking forward to in the future?
You know, I keep looking at my phone because I'm wanting the PGA Tour to call me. I don't know if they've lost my number or they're just not interested. But, hey, I'm holding out, man. I'm holding out.
I love it.
Yeah.
How much golf do you play? Let's talk.
Not as much as I want to be.
Right.
Once
a week on average? Maybe?
3 or 4 times usually.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Well, and you would think I could say, yeah, I'm pretty good. I can't really say that. I'm always practicing, okay?
Well, do you ever get to play with Sam Gibson and James Gibson up there at Livingston?
I do. The Gibson boys have been known to come to Livingston and win what we call a little Tuesday night scramble.
Yeah, oh, I know. I've been invited.
It's a family affair, by the way.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you want to share your handicap, or do you want to keep that as an unknown for our listeners?
Well, I don't want to be embarrassed.
Hey, I can tell you, mine's around a 14, so I wish it was better, but it's not.
And the thing of it is, you know, as golf is, consistency's tough.
Yeah.
You know, the best I've ever shot is I think, 9 under par.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
No. Sorry. 9 over.
9 par. Over. Okay.
9 over.
Well, that's
par.
Still good.
Not 9 under.
Still good in my book.
And that was at the Golden Eagle. And I'm still chasing it.
Yeah.
That was a year ago. Well, year and a half ago, I'm still chasing it.
You don't stop, right?
No, that's right.
You always,
that's the reason
we show. Yeah. I love the story. You could play 18 holes and 17 of them be terrible, right?
That's double bogey.
Last hole, 18, you birdie 18.
That's right.
And guess what? You want to come back the next day. And that's what golf does to you.
Or that rocket drive that you get.
Yeah.
In your mind, it's 300 yards.
300 yards.
It really may be 250,
yeah,
but it's okay.
Right down the middle. Well, you and I will have to definitely get together this summer and play, because I'm not very good, but I enjoy playing. And having company like you will be just a better blessing than actually hitting the white ball.
I'd love to have you. We got a little golf course in Livingston, a little 9-hole.
It's a pretty good shape, right?
Yes, great shape.
Yeah.
Great shape. They've done a lot of major improvements. They've done a lot of major improvements, certainly to the clubhouse and working on the fairways now. And it just looks really, really good. If you've never played up there, our greens are fast and they turn, and so it's different.
Yeah.
Don't have water and sand, but we got hills and hollows and trees, and usually the ball's above your feet or below your feet, and yep. it's tough.
I've played there a few times. It's been a while, but I'd like to go back, and James has invited me several times, and I need just to make the time. Y'all have your Tuesday night, and Tuesday Southern night. Hills has their Wednesday night.
Yeah,
so
I think that's right.
You know, we try to get together. But so golf is one thing.
Yeah, grandkids. I got two granddaughters. One's four, one just turned one. So there'll be probably a little bit more grandpa time.
Yeah.
And, you know, changing diapers in one.
Yeah.
Did that yesterday. By
okay.
The way.
Yeah.
And then doing whatever else that came by. I'm not ruling out that I won't ever go back to work ever. You know, but I'll certainly pick and choose.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. Now, listen, this is my perspective for what it's worth. As soon as, and you may already be getting them. We're in May, and you may already be getting them. But as soon as September 1 hits, your phone's going to be saying, I've got a job for you, Curtis Hayes. And I don't know who it's going to be, and you're probably going to get multiple phone calls. And you may have already, and I know if you have, and you haven't told me, but if you have, you don't have to share. But I imagine you're not going to stay idle very long. Uh-huh. I know you want to spend time with Karen. I know that's a big part of this decision. You want to be a little bit more flexible. It's like we said, and we may have said this off air, in your position – you don't get to leave it at 4 o'clock, right?
That's right.
You take it home with you. Your family is, right. It's like you said, your family's in it. Mm-hmm. When you retire and walk away from something like that, you can leave. You don't have to worry about it anymore.
Right.
And so that's a peace of mind. Not that you didn't enjoy serving, that's a peace of mind. But listen, good Lord's probably got big plans for you, I'm guessing. Somehow, some way, I'm going to see you doing something somewhere. And it's going to make you happy.
Well, one thing, my phone number's not changed in over 20 years, and I think there's folks that know it well. I mean, no question, I've already had some phone calls. So, we'll see.
Yeah. We'll see. Well, I mean, let's talk about the stuff you do outside of serving the mayor. That you're on the Tennessee Municipal Bond Fund board.
I'm off now. But
yes, you off now? Yeah, okay. You were.
TML.
And TML, I mean, that's not everybody in the cities of Tennessee get to do that, right? You
that's
have
right.
to be. Respected people, knowledge, and know, understand that. I mean, and what other stuff have you been? I mean, you've been involved with other stuff across the state.
Yeah, it's been a good run. I was fortunate enough. I guess they ran out of good mayors to be mayor of the year in 2011. Tennessee Municipal League, voted on by its peers, and that was a big accomplishment. I'd forgotten that earlier when you asked me that. That was a pretty big accomplishment.
Sure.
But I've served on the TML board, Public Entity Partners. I've served on their board, current chairman of that right now. So many other boards across the state. TML, Tennessee Municipal Bond Fund, Public Entity Partners. Those have probably been some of the bigger ones I was on. I was on the Homeland Security Board for a couple of years, too, appointed by the governor. But like I said, it's just been a good run. You know, it's just been a good run, and we'll see. And I certainly have made some friends across the way and met some fine people across the way throughout my term as mayor. And so, I've got buddies that in the state of Tennessee. It's like, well, Curtis, you can do this, and this. Well, did you understand retirement?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and you're right.
Did you understand
what
retirement means?
Yeah.
But, so we'll see. Well, we'll see how many diapers I can change before I'm ready to go back. We'll see.
Well, this is what I know, and the reason I know you're not going to stay idle is because you just finished your certified public manager designation. You are now a certified public manager recognized by the state of Tennessee, the University of Tennessee. It's a designation that it's recognized nationwide, right? I mean,
that's
it's
right.
not something just local to us. Yeah. I'm the same thing. That's work. I know what it takes to get through that. So I know your mind ain't going to stop, and you're wanting to learn new things and be better is not going to stop. But it's okay to pull back.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. And talk about the CPM program. It was all that. It was good. I knew just a little bit about it. But I happened to run into a dear friend in Franklin, Tennessee, that told me, Curse, you would be a good applicant for CPM. His name is Ben Rogers.
How many times did you curse that name in 12 months?
Ben, what have you gotten me into? So this program, and I'm certainly not bragging, I mean, it's 300 hours.
Oh, yeah.
150 hours. Of classroom.
Absolutely.
150 online.
Yep.
It's huge.
It's huge. It's a lot of time commitment.
If you told me there was some time. You didn't tell me that much time.
Well, I had to get you in. I don't get a commission as a thing about it. But when you and I talked, it is commitment. And I'll say this, having a full-time job, especially in public service,
yeah.
And trying to maintain you're right. The CFO, CEO of the city of Livingston,
right.
And doing that, I mean, that just speaks. It's just a testament to your work ethic and your dedication, right. And I'm proud of you for that because it's not easy to get through.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a lot of time, so I know you're not going to stay idle by golf. What other hobbies you got besides golf and grandkids?
That's it. You know, I tell you what, hanging out with my boys. You know, watching football.
Do y'all
basketball.
Ever play one-on-one basketball, you and your boys? Y'all ever get into?
Well, I used to when they was kids. I could beat them.
Yeah,
can't beat them now.
Yeah,
I don't play that anymore.
I got you.
So I think I'm going to do the same thing in golf. I used to be able to beat them in golf too. I don't know that I can do that anymore.
Are they playing a lot of golf?
Oh, they're coming. They're coming after that. They're coming after Pops. So I'm Pops. My grandkids call me Pops. So they're coming after Pops every time they get an opportunity.
I love it. You said your boys are 29, 25.
Yes,
right?
That's right.
Man, that seems like the other day. I was watching them play football against Upperman.
That's right.
That's crazy.
And winning.
Yeah, y'all.
Playing against Upperman and winning.
And winning and beating Upperman. And I used to get so daggum. You'd be on that. We'd be at the Livingston game. You'd be announcing and touchdown courtesy of what, Hall Sports? Or who was it? And I don't even know now. My set daggum Curtis Hayes is up here rubbing it in my – he sees me stand over here rubbing it in my face. Anyway, are you still announcing?
And it worked, didn't it?
There were some people salty. I know they would. You would not have gotten votes in Baxter for mayor. Let's just say that. Do you still announce?
I'm out of the announcement business.
That's what I thought.
So, you know, I only did that because – I was working with Roger Ely and Craig Cantrell, WLIV.
Mm-hmm.
Here's typical. First, we just need you to fill in one Friday night.
Yeah.
If you can fill in one Friday, we will get you somebody.
Mm-hmm.
9 years later, they never did find it. So when I went to the very person that asked me to do that, Bruce Lamb, by the way, and I said, Bruce, I'm not going to be able to fill in anymore.
Yeah. I like it.
You're going to have to get somebody else to fill in for 9 years.
I like
buddy.
It. Curtis, thank you.
Yes, sir.
For your service
to
Livingston. The community, Upper Cumberland, as mayor, you've been a wonderful asset, wonderful leader, and I want to thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Anything you want to say to...
It's been a good run.
Yeah.
It is just it has been a really good run. I've just been blessed.
Yeah.
I've just been blessed, you know, the stars lined up perfect on several different occasions, and the good Lord shined on us, and I think we've made it a better place now than what it was.
Amen.
18 years ago.
I thank God for Curtis Hayes.
Yeah.
Folks, hope you enjoyed the show. I sure have. This has been Rogers here on Local Matters with Mayor Curtis Hayes. No longer come September 1, but he's got bigger things. Other things he's going to do. Hope you had a great weekend. Have a great week. Remember, it's a lot easier to smile than it is a frown. Make somebody's day. Be kind to one another. We'll see you next week.